there's some the reality is, when I talk about our scrub turnaround plans, they're capabilities. So that means that I can do a number of different things depending on what scenario we have. If I have to go in and fix something, for example, I can, and it takes 2 days, well, then we can launch in 2 days, and we'll pan out how that works with. So it really depends. The nominal timeline is try two, stand on one, and then try again. That's our nominal. Then we'll stand on for 3 days. Refill it again the next day if we come back and try again. And we lose a lot during the boil-off and everything else, that process. But again, we recover it. That's why we drain it back to the spheres. We don't lose it. And then we use it again.
Oh, I see.
So
most again.
Right.
Use it again.
Yes.
It's not waste.
Right. It doesn't, we're not dumping it.
Oh, okay.
Up to this point, is this an easy countdown? Is it a trouble-free countdown? Is it more complicated than previous countdowns? And how is it different? How is it the same?
I would characterize this particular countdown as what I would say is standard. Our station missions are generally, we have a template that we follow for our timelines and the way we build the countdown schedules, etc. And we lay that out, and it's pretty well understood by everybody how that fits together and what the pieces are. There's nothing significantly complicated in it. For example, STS-107, our last mission, was a lot more complicated because we had a lot of things that we had to do in the payload side during the launch countdown that we do not have to do during this time because the payload is closed out.
We were scientific specimens and hardware on board late through the crew module down into the spacehead.
And that was perhaps the most complicated launch countdown that we've ever had, certainly that I've been associated with. Mm-hmm. But this one, again, standard template. There's nothing standard about return to flight because, again, when you're down for 2.5 years, even the standard is a little bit different than what you'd expect. As far as the problems go, they've been, well understood. Nothing significant at all from a problem perspective. The ground hardware's been good to us. The flight hardware's been good to us. So, right now we're in really good shape. There's
and that would be sort of normal?
Traditionally, yes. And traditionally the way I like to have it. Boring countdown.
You and a whole lot of
other right. A boring countdown is a good countdown from my perspective.
Right.
And it may not help you all as much, but certainly when we don't have problems to talk about, that makes our lives a lot easier so that we can focus in on the things that we need to, which is, safely launching the shuttle and bringing it back.
So just the weather is the problem.
The weather is an issue to talk about. And from my perspective, because I'm responsible for managing the teams to get the vehicle ready to fly, that's my focus, and then the launch director primarily interfaces with the weather. And, while I have it in my, purview that I keep an eye on it, I know it's being worked by the management team and the management folks behind me. And so I stay abreast of what's going on and if there's going to be any impacts to what I'm doing. But for the most part, my focus is on getting the vehicle ready, getting the teams ready, getting the other centers ready, and making sure that we're ready to go when the time comes. So when they say the weather clears, which I know that it will tomorrow, then we're ready to go.
So in case the launch is delayed, what happens with the astronauts? What do they do in that time? How do you keep them?
Well, generally, it takes us a little bit of time to get them off the ship, a little over an hour or so. Then they go back, and they have to take their suits off and all that kind of stuff. And then throughout the rest of the day, normally they'll just continue to review their procedures, and they may spend a little bit of time together relaxing as much as they can. But it's not a time where we put a lot of work for them to do. We try to give them time to refocus and recalibrate themselves for the next day, as do the rest of us as well. That's kind of our focus.
In that case, can they see their families? Can they see their kinguins?
And traditionally, I don't know if they're, for the most part, that they are.
Still quarantined.
Yeah, because they're still in quarantine. So unless we stand down from countdown altogether for a long period of time, it's about 2 weeks or so, 10 days or so.
Yeah. They do have a tradition where they go out to the pad. I don't know if they did it on this flight, did they?
They're planning to go out with their families.
Yeah.
This is probably
but
the last time.
They stay a distance
from
them so they can see
them,
but they're a little ways away. Yeah. They can talk to them, but they have to stay back,
separate,
so nobody sneezes on them or anything like that.
Yeah, well, and part of it, too, the family does go through a health stabilization process to allow them to get access up to them to a certain point. So.